WBEZ is supported by Unison, presenting their Chicago Floor Sample Sale, March 9th through the 13th. This in-person event features showroom samples and collections of furniture, rugs, and decor, offered at a 50% off retail pricing. Unison designs and curates modern home furnishings, including textiles, decor, furniture, and dining pieces, created in collaboration with artists and designers. More at unisonhome.com/sample sale. Unison, where modern meets timeless.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Hollywood icon George Clooney has Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on a short list of potential Democratic replacements for President Joe Biden. In a New York Times op-ed, Clooney says Biden needs to step aside. Clooney is a major fundraiser for Democrats. He named Pritzker among a half dozen Democrats who should replace Biden. When asked about the plug, the state's billionaire governor offered a small laugh before restating his backing of the president.
I'm supporting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for president. I'm going to work my tail off to make sure that they win.
Shortly after he took reporters' questions, Pritzker's campaign blasted out a notice that he is a keynote speaker this weekend at Democratic functions in Indiana and Ohio. Biden's name was not mentioned in the advisory. Chicago and Illinois leaders are speaking out against the violence over the July 4th weekend. More than 100 people were shot and 21 were killed. Arnie Duncan leads Chicago CRED, an organization that works with men at risk of experiencing or committing violence. Duncan says a young man in the program was shot this weekend while on his way to try to broker peace with an opponent. Duncan says the man shot wants one thing.
But he kept saying, "I'm okay, I gotta have peace. Go talk to the guys on the block, let them know." He knew who shot him, the guy looked him in the eye, knows exactly who did it. He does not want to retaliate. And so I just want to give you guys a sense of that's our reality. But the guys in these battles want something better for themselves. They want something different.
Business leaders announced yesterday that $100 million has been raised to go toward violence prevention programming. Advocates stressed even more funding is needed to scale community violence intervention services. Chicago Alder people gave initial approval yesterday to extending the Ashland Avenue bus route. The current route leaves a large gap north of Irving Park Road. The proposed extension would add 1 mile and extend the bus route north to the Ravenswood Metro Station. CTA's Chief Innovation Officer Molly Poppy says the extension will usher in a new level of access.
This is something that is going to unlock access to 1,000 riders a day and also improve by 100% the access to jobs. It's going to go from about 15,600 jobs available through the Ashland Avenue route to over 30,000 jobs.
The CTA plans to run up to 10 buses per hour. If approved by the full city council, the new route is expected to be implemented in late August. Corn farmers in Illinois are fighting new Environmental Protection Agency rules. The changes start rolling out in 2027 and would require automakers to reduce the average emissions of their new vehicles. That could increase the production of fuel-efficient gas-powered cars and electric vehicles. The Illinois Corn Growers Association contends in a lawsuit that the EPA exceeded its power in creating the new rules. The association's biofuels director, Dave Luce, says the regulations will hurt the prospects of ethanol fuels, and by extension, the wider economy.
And we're already going through a period of time when prices of raising a crop are higher and the returns are much lower.
The EPA says the rules will help limit emissions of climate warming gases. Other things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the state's new Health Care Protection Act into law yesterday. It bans step therapy, where insurers force patients to try less expensive therapies before covering a doctor's prescription. It also bans prior authorization for people suffering through mental health crises and eliminates ghost networks, where an insurer maintains an inaccurate list of in-network providers. The law takes effect in January. Some Grant Park vendors say they're still waiting for their promised compensation from the Chicago Park District for closing down around last weekend's NASCAR Chicago street race. The Chicago Park District says 6 vendors will be paid for these closures and that they expect those payments will be made by the end of this month. Vendors say rent is due on the 15th and that sales are lost from the closure, street shutdowns, and loss of foot traffic. Today's weather will be partly cloudy with a potential shower or thunderstorm. The high will reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies and a high in the low 80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.